after a debate with myself on whether to post a new episode or post an MLE, which is a most listened to episode, I decided to just go ahead, get on here, and record a new episode for you. Because it is my commitment to post every week, even if I only post one episode. I have not been feeling well. On Saturday, I got really sick. I'm feeling a little bit better, but not as well as I thought I would be. The more I thought about it, I was like, this is my commitment to show up weekly on the podcast. So that's what I did, sick and all. So I apologize in advance if it does not sound very good. I hope and I pray that you get some kind of inspiration and encouragement from it, especially if you are struggling with your spiritual gifts. If you are ready to find God's calling for your life, or maybe you already know your calling, but you just aren't sure how to embrace it, then you came to the right place. Hi, I'm Shauna Parker. I'm a Christian motivational speaker, coach, trainer, and coach for Christian women. My joy comes from helping Christians just like you discover your own unique calling through five core components: your spiritual gifts, your love language, passion-driven pursuits, aspirational goals, and heartfelt concerns. Get ready to take notes and embrace the change because, friend, it's time to get serious about God's calling on your life. You know that feeling when you look at someone else's spiritual gifts and you wish you had what they have? Maybe you long for their fluent speech, their musical talent, or their ability to lead effortlessly. It's natural to feel that way, sometimes. But what if I told you that the gift God gave you is just as important and valuable? I remember a time when I struggled with this myself. I would compare my gifts to those around me and feel very inadequate, especially on Sunday morning. Instead of singing and praising God during worship, I would soak in my own envy of how great the ladies on stage sounded when they sang. I would stand there and think things like, why didn't you give me the talent to sound like an angel? Or the gift to do whatever the gift I was wishing I had in that moment. But then, eventually, through prayer and reflection, I began to see things differently. I realized that God doesn't make mistakes. In fact, He has a purpose for each of us. And He equips us with unique gifts and talents to fill that purpose. Accepting your spiritual gift starts with understanding it. Take some time to reflect on what your gift is and how it can be used to glorify God. Whether it's hospitality, teaching, mercy, or something else entirely, know that God has entrusted you with this gift for a reason. Next, embrace your gift wholeheartedly instead of wishing for something else. Lean into what God has given you. Use it to serve others to build up the body of Christ. Remember, your gift may not look the same as someone else's, but it's just as valuable in God's eyes. But what if you're still struggling to love your spiritual gift? Well, that's where prayer and community like the Unique Calling Mentorship comes in. First, you can talk to God about your feelings and ask Him to help you see your gifts and talents through His eyes. And then inside the mentorship, you get the support and encouragement that you need. In fact, that is my spiritual gift, to encourage you and help you discern your own gifts and talents so that you can live out your full potential. This also happens to be my number one heartfelt concern. See, it bothers me to my core to watch your gifts and talents just be washed down the drain when you have so much potential. If God would have given me any other gift or talent, then you wouldn't be here today listening to this podcast. Just this week, I was watching a show called Iron Resurrection with my husband. If you haven't seen it, it airs on Discovery. But basically, the shop owner takes cars, like really old cars, rusted out cars, and he gives them new life. Like, you wouldn't even know it was the same car. But here's what I noticed almost immediately from this show. Every single person in that shop had absolutely no college education, yet every single person had their own unique talent. I actually got emotional when I started talking to my husband about it, because the thing that came to mind was spray paint. I know you're probably like, spray paint. Okay, so the owner of the shop has these, I can't even explain it. His airbrushing is, I would pay to go to Texas and have him do something on my motorcycle. Like, he is that good. So anyway, spray paint. You know when you see paintings on a train or on the side of a building, those are called tags. I'm not really sure how I know that. But they are tags that someone painted with a can of spray paint. And I was telling my husband, that is the exact reason I do what I do. And he just looked at me like I was crazy. But it is. Because it's people like that, you. You're not going out and doing illegal things, but in a way, you're not using your gifts and your talents as God intended you to. Just like them, they have so much talent, so much potential, but they would rather use it for the wrong reasons. And maybe in some cases, they don't even recognize that what they have is a talent or a gift. Maybe you aren't recognizing just how gifted and talented you are. That is why God created me. To inspire and encourage and motivate you to use your own unique gifts and talents. We're all in this together. And sometimes we just need a little help from each other to fully embrace God's calling for our lives. Finally, remember that your identity is not defined by your gifts, but by your relationship with Jesus. Your worth and value come from Him alone, not from what you can do or accomplish. So rest in the knowledge that you are deeply loved and cherished by God Himself, regardless of how you feel about your spiritual gift. Well, that's all I have for today. I hope you have found encouragement and inspiration to accept and embrace the spiritual gift that God has given you. And if this is something that you still struggle with, or maybe you accept your gifts and talents, but you just aren't sure if you're on the right path or even what path to take, then I invite you to join the Unique Calling Mentorship, a place of like-minded Christians who are all on the same journey. Friend, if you're ready to make 2024 your year, then the mentorship is the place that you want to be. I am telling you, it is that good. A place where you get live weekly coaching from myself and access to 4 other coaches, email coaching in between sessions, accountability, challenges that will challenge you, and so much more. Check the show notes to learn more. As always, I will leave you with something to think about. This is a quote from Pastor Rick Warren. Your spiritual gifts were not given for your own benefit, but for the benefit of others, just as other people were given gifts for your benefit. If you are ready to embrace God's calling on your life, then I want to invite you to take my quiz, where you will discover how far along you actually are on this path. Whether you doubt your abilities, feel incapable of fulfilling God's purpose, or perceive yourself as unique, you can still embrace and align with your unique calling. Take the quiz by clicking the link down in the show notes.